Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Steve Riley of Steve Riley and the Mamu Playboys. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rick.
It's great to have you on. Yeah, it's great to have you on the phone. It's been a little while since we had a chat. And, well, what have you been up to? I mean, this pandemic thing has been in the way from you and I talking. How are you doing these days?
Things are good, you know. We are back to traveling and playing more music. And yeah, I'm happy about that. You know, the Mamu Playboys kind of took a hiatus for a while. But
yeah.
We're back with a few changes in the lineup, but all those are working out really good. David Greeley, who I started the band with, is back on fiddle.
Oh, cool.
And I have my 13-year-old son on drums, Burke Riley.
Right. 13?
He's on drums and singing. 13?
Yeah. How long has he been with the band now?
A little over a year.
All right. That's great.
Yeah, he has, you know, filled some big shoes and stepped up to the challenge in a wonderful way. And it's great to have him with us. And my cousin Philippe Biadeau is on bass guitar.
Mm.
So, you know, Sam Broussard on guitar, on regular electric guitar. And, you know, we're back at it, playing some music, having a good time.
I love
happy it. To be up here in your part of the country again.
Yeah. Now, Sam has been playing with you for years.
Oh, yeah. Sam has been with us for probably 20 years.
Yeah. He's an incredible guitar player. I mean, he'll rip notes out. He'll play the slide. And, man, does he light a fire under the whole band.
I agree. He blows my mind every night.
Well, good. I'm glad that you agree. But he does, yeah. And it must be really fun to be on stage with him. And the chemistry that you have with him is quite electric and bounces off the stage. You cannot help but shake your tail feathers from side to side at a Steve Riley and the Mamu Playboys show. It's always really fun. The music goes to places that you hope it goes. And surprises me at times as well. Like, there are some great songs in your canon of repertoire that just blow my mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And have you been to the jazz festival lately or anything around New Orleans?
Yeah, we played Jazz Fest this year. We have played Jazz Fest every year. since the band started, so that would be our 35th year this year.
Wow. So do you plan your schedule around it now?
Well, you know, it's the springtime festival season when it happens, and we always definitely make time for it, you know.
Sure.
And I'm glad that they continue to ask us.
Yeah, indeed. Now, as far as Cajun music goes, who are some of your heroes?
Dewey Balfa and the Balfa Brothers.
Mm.
Mark Savoie and the Savoie family, who are my cousins.
Oh, no kidding.
As well as Mark being my hero. Huh. I grew up hearing him play, and I got to meet Dewey Balfa when I was 15 and started playing and touring with him at the same time until his death in the early 90s. And it's been great. You know, it's a great thing about Cajun music. You get to meet your heroes. You get to play with them. Mm. And I was lucky to do that.
Mm. Wow. And you continue to do that, which is great. And do you have anything new on the way, Steve?
Not really.
Okay.
Our latest album is 30 Years Live.
Okay.
Which we did for our 30th anniversary.
Hmm.
And we have some of those on the road with us. But you know, we've put out 16 records over 35 years, and I'm just starting to think about a new one. You know, I like the lineup that we have.
Yeah.
The energy's good. Maybe we'll do another live record. I don't know.
Wow. So as of June last year, David came back. David Greeley came back with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. How'd that come about?
Well, Kevin Wimmer was on fiddle with us for several years because David had stopped playing with us because he had tinnitus.
Oh.
Which, you know, he had, you know, ear problems. And so he started just playing solo, more solo acoustic stuff and got away from playing with the full band. And so Kevin Wimmer was on fiddle, but once the pandemic started, Kevin moved to New York City with his family. He had a dad who lived there who was in poor health, and his dad has since passed away. But Kevin's still in New York. I have not seen him since the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm.
And David agreed to come back once things started opening up. And we're very happy to have him back.
Now, let me ask you one quick question. Did his tinnitus change? Did it get better? Or he's just dealing?
I think he's just dealing, man. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it did get better. I don't know, but he's pretty pumped up about being back in the band. And he and I started this band in 1988. And, you know, I've always told him, even though he wasn't in the band, you know, you are always family and always welcome to play. And he would always come and sit in for some shows. And, you know, he's my brother for life, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's back. I'm glad you're making music together again. And I look forward to the future, and maybe you will whip up the band into the recording studio and break out some new stuff. That would be great. But your old material, well, I shouldn't say old, your current catalog is fantastic. And I'm one of those people who love to see Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. If I see their name advertised, I know there's going to be a party where they are. And you're going to be enjoying a Bastille Day celebration at Hudson House and Distillery this Friday. It's an 8 to 10 o'clock show, and folks can get tickets by visiting thehudsonhouseny.com. It's on Route 9W in West Park, New York, Hudson House and Distillery. Steve, you're going to be in for a great time. The venue is cool. The, of course, products that they make are great, and it's going to be a throwdown. So we're really looking forward to seeing you Friday night in West Park, New York, at Hudson House and Distillery. You got anything you can add that will hook the people and bring them out?
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's my son Burke's 14th birthday.
All
on
right.
The 14th, so it's his golden birthday. And it's a beautiful location, like you said. We're playing on the deck overlooking the Hudson River.
Mm.
I mean, I couldn't think of a more beautiful place to be playing music, and we're definitely going to be firing on all cylinders.
Excellent.
So put your dancing shoes on and get ready to jitterbug, waltz, freestyle, whatever you feel like doing.
Nothing
it's
like...
It's infectious.
Yeah.
It's infectious music, and guaranteed to... If not only get you feeling good, but maybe get you moving as well.
All right. Well, couldn't have heard it any better. Couldn't have been said any better. Steve Riley of Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Don't miss out. A Bastille Day celebration Friday. They're playing 8 to 10 at the Hudson House and Distillery, 1835 Route 9W West Park, 845-834-6007. thehudsonhouseny.com for more info. Steve, how can folks find out what you're up to, where you're going to be, what's going on? What's the best way to do that?
You can, you know, find out about this show and other shows on our Facebook page, the band's page, on my personal page, and at mamouplayboys.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve. All the best to you. Tell the band we said hi. And knock 'em dead Friday night. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for the kind words. Come say hello.
All right, will do. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was Steve Riley. Don't miss out. Friday night, Hudson House and Distillery. It's going to be a party. We'll keep things moving forward right after a brief break. Stay with us, 98.1 KZE.
Hello out there.
Hi, it's John from Hardiman Orchard's Event Barn in Red Hook. On Thursday, July 13th, Andy Falco and Travis...